Kenishmas Daniel Shane Abbasar Yeshua Falaf. Okay. So today, this is Shir Reish Tess, Oksar Part 10. Excuse me. The Indian Tel Hamislaki and the Mechitza and addresses. So, like this. Rambam says, Arba Rishuyus L'Shabbos. There are four different domains. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, the Carmelis and Mekom Patur. He's there with Shus Harabim, with Boris Vayoros, with Shvokim, with Drochim, and with Washim Lam. Right, so you have, public domains where people traverse. Vachi Rochav HaDerech, but it has to be a Derech, with Tezainama. Okay, well, you have to. He's there with Shus HaYachid, Tel Shagavoa Asar Tfachim, Rochav Arba Tvachim al Arba Tvachim. In other words, if you have a mound, a tell, so it's a mound. It's 10 Tvachim high, and it's 4x4 Tvachim area on the height. So if you're on top of the tell, that's considered being in a Rishus HaYachid, even though there are no walls, because you're not enclosed in anything. But you could be on top of the mound and still be considered Rishus HaYachid. Now, there are different ways to explain why that's so. In other words, because normally we assume Rishus HaYachid means you have three or four walls around the area. So as Rav Shechter pointed out, and it's, I think, based on Rav Chaim and others, that there are two different ways of explaining, as Rav Shechter pointed out, why a tell is Rishus HaYachid. Either because you say, good asik mechitzta, that the walls of the tell, ki'ilu, metaphysically move up, and therefore when you're standing on top of the tell, you're considered standing in the Rishus HaYachid. Just like if you'd be on top of a roof, and there are no, so halakhically, when your roof should have mechitzas around it for the din of makkah, but beside Hilchas Shabbos, it doesn't necessarily have mechitzas, so we view it as if the walls of the tell are going up, and or the other way, as Rav Shechter pointed out, is just to assume that since it's mugba asar tfachim, so it's muvdal from the surrounding areas, even though technically there's no wall.
But everyone agrees to rice, I guess, right?
Then everyone what's agrees that it's Tel Shagavoa Asar Tfachim, page 2, the Rochav Arba Tfachim Arba Tfachim or Yoser Okein is considered a Rishus HaYachim. And then he says, Chein Charitz, if you have a crevice, a pit in the ground. Shu amach asara, v'rochav arba al arba, o yosel kein. V'chei mokom shu mukov arba mechitzas. And this is the other example, that it, Mamish has four mechitzas surrounding the area. Gobon asara, v'neim arba al arba, o yosel kein, afil yesh bo kama milin, v'mukov v'dira, k'gon medina, v'mukev v'schom asher, d'losel, n'lolos b'layla, etc., that's considered a Rishus HaYachid. So Rishus HaYachid either could be it has walls, or it's a place of a mound that doesn't necessarily have walls, but is also considered a Rishus HaYachid. Now, we have another halacha, and that is the following on page 3. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Tel ha-mislaket asara b'toch arba, v'zark v'nach al gabo v'chayev. In other words, the tel that we talked about before is a 90 degree angle with the ground. So it's ramish like this, and that's the ultimate steepness. It's ramish 90 degrees. But what if it's not 90 degrees? What if it's it comes out, it comes up gradually. It's not 90 degrees. What is the story? So he speaks about mislake asara mitoch arba. So if you look, I'll show you my sefer. And Rabbi Beckhoffer, in his sefer in Erevin, points this out and has pictures. We'll take a look here, on page 19. There are two diagrams, one on page 19 and one on page 20. So, on page 19, the Talmislake means that it reaches 10 tfachim in the slope, but it takes Dalet Amos away from where it, you know, started, and it reaches up to 10 tfachim. The other picture, the Marobach has a suffix, which is the correct, is...
Is it strange that the Lashon is Asara Mitoch Arba, and you're supposed to know that Asara...
means tfachim, and Arba is
yeah.
Amos. Yeah.
Yeah. And is that unanimous?
That's unanimous, yeah. The other Asara Mitoch is the Dalet Amos is the slanted line, and meaning the Dalet Amos, it goes Dalet Amos, and then it reaches the 10th fucking point, as opposed to the Dalet Amos being the... But in the end, it's going to...
And 6 fucking is an Amma again, or...?
An Amma, 6 fucking, yeah.
And that's always the case?
Yeah. So, basically, as Rebecca pointed out, it's a question of it's 22.62 degrees, or 24.62 degrees. So it's basically...
Is it trigonometry you calculated this, or...?
Yeah, that he might have said it in his sefer, Rabbi Beckhoffer, but that's what it is. I quote Rabbi Beckhoffer here on page 20. And it's by Mesipher, so Joseph Yovian Beckhoffer, those two. So, but it's interesting that it's not so steep at all. In other words, it's only either 22 degrees or 24 degrees. And that is considered a mechitza. In other words, normally, the mechitza is 90 degrees, or it could be a awful. You would think that at least it should be, you know, something close to 90 degrees. And the chiddush is that even though it's only 22 degrees, the steepness, or 24 degrees, you know, so... that's considered a mechitza. And if on top, when you get to the top, it's Dalet al Dalet, then it would be considered a Shosai Hayach.
In this case, how do you say that the walls, you know, that idea that the walls metaphysically rise up, if there isn't really a wall on one side, you know, like it's, if the wall were to keep going, it's going that way, not
right,
up.
Right. But, in other words, we consider it, once it's hits the
24 degrees?
Yeah, that's considered a wall.
It's like a physical mechitza stopping a person, separating a person. It's very interesting. Maybe arbitrary, but when we do stress tests, we put a patient on a treadmill, and the protocol which we use almost across the U.S. and across the world, and that's called the Bruce protocol, and the steepest it ever gets, and that's for the most fit people. Most people can't even get there. But the highest, like the Spitz, 22 degrees.
Wow. Murdered. And then you go up that? How does it work?
They're walking up a 22 degree incline.
So that's the check to heart.
That's the highest we go. Because that's about as much as we push people.
Well, and that's interesting. That's the shear.
Yeah.
And you'll see, it makes a lot of sense because... What's the idea? So if you look here in the Gemara, and this will make it very interesting, on page 5, the Gemara says, Tashma, on the right side of page 5, towards the bottom. Tashma, Shvile Beis Gilgal v'Yosef Ben Rishus Hayochel l'Shabbos. Deze shvili beis gilgul amir beim yanei kol she'ein ha'eved yochel litol shol chitim yarts lufnei sradiot. In other words, it's something that it's not easily climbable. So it's not nichet tashmishe. So that's why, so in other words, if they would make it anything more than 23 degrees, that would be asking, so 22 is already no nichet tashmishe. So, because that's the concept of a wall, that when you have something walled in, so you can't get in. So here, the chiddush is you could get in, you could walk up the ramp, but once it's not nicha to walk up like that, then we consider that like a mechitza. Because all the time of the mechitza usually stops the traffic. Machlal. Here you can go up, but it'll be out of breath the time you get up. Right, so that's, now, there is a, and that's the shear. The shear is a sarbatach dalid. You know, that's the shear of not nicha teshmishte. And after that, then it's okay. So then after that, and certainly, so if it's going to be less than that, then it's nicha teshmishte. It will be the chveis 10 degrees, 9 degrees, you know, even though it's still a little bumpy, but that's nicha teshmishte. But if it's going to be 25, that's already... So the question is like this, and this is going to be a big discussion, and that is the following. What is a story if you have a porch? And the porch, on one side is just the steps. So that sometimes like a porch, you'll have one side is the house, and then on one side will be, a drop with a wall, and the other side will be a drop with a wall, and then there's the steps. Right? And the steps are more than 22 degrees. Okay, any step, it's going to be, 45, 50, degrees, I don't know, whatever it is. But the question is the fact that we make steps into, it's not just a ramp, it's steps. Would that make it that it's considered a no longer a mechitza? Because it's nicha tashmishte. Steps are made to be steps that it's easily to walk up. Whereas the stress test of this is, you know, is if it's too steep. But if you have steps, it makes a nicha hashmishte.
I stand corrected, actually. We don't stop people at 22 degrees. We stop people at 22%. 22%, so 22 degrees, because there's 90 degrees for a right angle, would be 22 over 90, which is 24. So it's 24.
24 degrees.
It's
how many degrees?
It's 24 degrees. I'm sorry, it's 20, so here's 22 degrees or 24 degrees,
right,
is what the...
Right, so the, and your thing say, is how many degrees?
So it's...
So less degrees. So 22 divided by, or 22
times 0.9,
is it?
Maybe that's 20. It's not exactly the same. Okay. But what
is it
in degrees?
So that
22% is 20 degrees. Okay. So we stopped below 20 degrees. Close enough. So 22 is just above that.
Yeah.
That's considered a mechitza, beyond what people are able to...
Right, so now that we're talking about this, we have a heart specialist here. So, you know, people say, in fact, one of my Talmidim's heart doctor, we were walking up the stairs Friday. I live on the fifth floor of my apartment building. And we were talking about heart issues with my Talmid's father. And he was saying the fact that we're walking up these steps is a very good think, you know, what do you say?
Baruch Hashem, yeah.
You agree.
Yeah. Not everyone can walk up 5 flights.
Yeah. So that's, so the question is, will it still have the status of Tehillah Mislaket if you make steps into the Tehillah Mislaket, or is it only if it's a ramp without steps? Because maybe the steps, so that's what Tosa says over here, that Yishlom Devinah Shalom Yehi Nichat HaShmishni Shalom Yehi Osoy Ki'ein Madrega to load the heavy mechitz in the dresses. So, to lo have your mechitza. So we have to understand what that means. Because mechitza in dresses means it's a mechitza that you can walk on. Usually you don't walk on a mechitza. It's too steep to walk on a mechitza. But this mechitza, even though technically it's a mechitza, you walk on the mechitza.
So a step like an inch off the ground is considered still a Rishus HaYachid because it's connected to Rishus HaYachid?
So you're walking on the... So he says like, so the... Imre Yosher wants to discuss what's the story with this. So if you look here on page 9, so he says, he discusses what's the status of these steps. Yeah. So he says, "Al kopanim zvar gesharim shal hanaros mevatla mechitza do de hanaros tachtem mitam mechitza she'ena nikeres mitam mechitza and addresses." So he's saying, he says, whatever you walk on a mechitza, then it's not a good mechitza. Because the whole point of a mechitza is that you can't walk on it. Here, so if you put something on the mechitza, say you have a mechitza, but then you have a bridge, and you can walk over the mechitza. So then the mechitza is garnished. Because the whole point of the mechitza is that it stops penetration.
Does that mean that if it's designed for people to walk on, it's not good? Or like if people like, because sometimes little kids like to walk on like walls, say in the country, those are mechitzas, but they can manage to walk on top.
We're not talking about when you have these, what do you call it, in the amusement parks, you have stones coming out.
Right, those types of things. So those.
Yeah, you're walking on a wall.
Right. Yeah. If it's made specifically for this purpose, then it's not a mechitza.
But he's saying, well, if you have a 90-degree angle, then you just put at the end of the surface of the yabasha, and then you put a gesher, a bridge, and you walk over the wall by walking on the bridge. So he says that's mevatel the mechitza.
There has to be a gesher, like kind of like what you're saying, that's made for walking, not just, because you know, there could be a mechitza that you can, a gate that
I don't
you
know
can
if that makes a difference if it was made or not made.
But if it's thin enough, you know, you can tightrope walk across even a mechitza itself sometimes, you know.
You could jump any of that, right?
Well, no, like you can walk on the edge of the fence, or even like the idea of the mound, that the idea that metaphysically the walls rise up, but they're not really there. You could jump over them. You know, you could. They're not actually blocking you in any way.
Yeah.
The Mizbeach was much less than this. Is that right? Or?
That's a good question. What was the?
The Mishnah Midos.
Yeah. So
right?
What was the Shear? the angle of the canvas of the mizbeach. Check.
Is our focus right now in terms of the vatel and the thesis or the status of the stairs themselves?
Well, he's saying, so the Tosa says that if you had stairs, that's a mechitza in the dress. Because basically a tel is a mechitza, and stairs is steep enough, it's more than 22 degrees, but you walk on them. So that would mean pashtus, then the stairs wouldn't be a good mechitza. That means that if all you had on your porch, even though you had the house on one side and you had... But on the fourth side, all you had was what? The staircase. Then the Imre Yoshe would say that that's not a good mechitza, and then you couldn't carry on the porch.
Is there also a difference whether it's man-made or whether it's naturally made a certain way?
Maybe, but let's assume our steps are all man-made.
Yeah.
But in the case of the mound, you know, you can also walk on that hill, right? Like,
you can walk on the hill with difficulty.
Oh.
That's the point.
I see.
Since you can walk on the hill with difficulty, mm-hmm. so...
But if someone were to make a ramp, so we just, I'd say we probably would say the same as a staircase, even though it's a little more difficult. Because it's like...
No, so that wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be good in pizza.
But how would it be different than the mound? Like a ramp to the house.
Because a mound, you can walk up the mound, but you're going to be short of breath in the end. It's going to be very... So that's considered not being able to walk easily, and therefore the mechitza is still considered a mechitza. So his word is, whenever you physically will walk on the mechitza, that mechitza is not good. Memela, if you have a gesher, even though it's 90 degree at the end of the landmass, but now I'm able, we built a bridge, so I can walk very easily from one side to the other side. So now I lost my mechitza.
Otherwise you could just make a house on a platform. Some houses by the beach already are on a platform, and the whole house would be considered a home.
Really,
you know, terrible. And this is avoiding that, right?
Yeah, so we're saying, right, so you don't have a din mechitza.
Like Kingsway, right, the steps up. I always thought after the fourth step, I mean, any shul really, I thought that once you're on like the sixth step, you're in the Makom B'Shul already.
Evidently not, right?
I mean...
If it's designed to walk up the steps, then no.
With the carmel, I mean,
So that's what Meir Arik. He was the Pesach of Galicia.
Can you argue that steps are still harder than a gesher? They require more exertion?
Yeah, sure. You get more, that's why the cardiologist said it's good exercise.
I thought you could say that.
But the mighty, you can just walk. You can walk on it.
Right.
Tosfos is saying that if it's Kein Madrega, that's considered mechitza in the dresses, and therefore the mechitza is not good. Even though you're right, there is stress happening.
Right. In terms of like the bridges, I'm thinking of Teaneck and Riverdale. You know.
What are you thinking about?
They have a lot of bridges between over Route 4 and
I'm from Brooklyn, so I think... I think of like my Sheepshead Bay, at Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, by the belt or something like that, you have all these overpasses.
Right. Exactly.
But that doesn't. That's not a Makom Patur.
Yeah, that's a right? Different. Yeah.
It depends how the bridges are. Some of the plain streets.
Yeah. So that's the Imayosh. Now the Chasam Sofer says differently. Let's see what the Chasam Sofer says. He wants to claim that maybe this is totally in the machlokas of Osir Rabban Mevatli Mechitzta or Lo Mevatli Mechitzta. So he also discusses what's the status of the bridge. So he says on page 11, on the left side, four lines from the bottom, he says, Manishal Afak Begalzer, the Rabban Bokim al Geshem Abakach, the Kaimelon Karabonon, the Rabbi Huda, the Lossi Rabban Vadla Mechitza. Because if you hold that Rabban go through the Mechitza, it's still a good Mechitza, so then, and if we paskin that way, so then who cares if you can walk over the wall? If you hold Lossi Rabban Mechitza, so he says, if we paskin Lossi Rabban Mechitza, so then even if you can walk on the Mechitza, it's still the Mechitza. So then according to him, they point out, and Kaskar Ross from Medin, that then a porch that had walls, it had the steps on the fourth side, would be considered a good Mechitza.
From one, like one inch up, even if it's not 10 tefachim?
No, next week, Bez Hashem, we'll discuss at what point does it become a mechitza? Is it from ground up, or is it only from 10th fachim?
Right. And Imre Yosher, I would assume that he would say, in a Hanami, we do pass like Rabbanon, but the Maisa...
But it's a whole different story, because Rabbanon is when there's a gap in the mechitza, and you're going in between.
Right.
So that's a question of Asirabim and Velo Asirabim.
Right.
But here, Imam is walking on the mechitza.
Right.
The question of Asir Rabban Vatlan and Mechitza, Lo Asir Rabban Vatlan and Mechitza, it's not walking on the Mechitza, it's walking between.
Right, but the Chasam Sofer were extended to walking even on.
Yeah.
Same idea. It's 16 degrees.
Wow, what's 16 degrees?
Mizbeach.
Mizbeach is 16 degrees. So that would be Nicha Tashmishte. That's good, because it's the Stabber that the Torah is going to make, Drachea Dachei Noam. So it's not going to make something that's... you're going to fail, right.
So there is an opening, right, at the end of the Keves, before you get to the Mizbeach also. What were you saying about if it's not...
So it's not considered... Arba b'toch, Esar b'toch Arba. It's more flatter than that. So the Chasam Sofer, so according to Rav Me'arik, whenever you walk in the Mechitza, it's no good. Whether you hold like Rabbi Yehuda or you hold like Rabbanan, either way. That's what he holds. I have in my safe here three shots in here. Take a look. When the text was supposed to be funny. He says, if you make Vardona la poskim in Madregas Shahim Bishipua shall asar betoch arba im him didodim ki mechitza mi did tell him a slafit. So then in this Kovitz based Talmud la Ra, that was the koilal of Yecheskel Roth, so he quotes Toysus, that Mechitza in the dress is not good. And then we saw Rav Meir Arik. It says you walk up, so stairways is not good. Chaynokat al halachal hagon, Rav Meir Arik. In Riosha, Shemechitza in the dress is Losha Mechitza. Because Imam is walking, when Shut Chasam Sofer says that's only according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. that Asura Bavat Lulukhitsna. And then there's a third shita on page 21 of the Nefesh Chaya. So the Nefesh Chaya says, you don't always say Mechitza in the dresses is not Mechitza. It says you have to look in the context where the Gemara said Mechitza in the dresses will have a Mechitza. So if you take a look on page... page 6. You have a case of Ga Godel Hasomuch Lakotel, whereas basically you have two adjacent buildings, one to the other. So the question is, are you allowed to carry on the rooftop of one building, not even carrying from one to the other, just carrying the same rooftop, because since there's no mechitza between one building and the other building, because it's just two adjacent buildings, so maybe this is considered open. In other words, just like in halacha, you can't carry from one rishus hayachid to another rishus hayachid, but here you're not even doing that. But since you can't carry from A to B, so even if you're just carrying an A, since A is opened up to B, you can't even carry an A because it's considered nifras l'makom asura, and therefore it's asura. So the Gemara says, but why not? Why can't you carry? Why don't we say good asik, that the wall of the building should mysteriously go up, and it's as if there's a wall between each of the two rooftops. So when you say this, you say, you know why? Because there's a mechitza in the dresses. Because when you walk on the rooftop, so you're going to walk from one rooftop to the other, you're stepping on, what are you stepping on? The artificial mechitza. Whereas there's no mechitza there, it's just two rooftops. But since, you know, artificially, halachically, we view as if it's going up, that's considered a mechitza, but the reason it's not is because you're stepping on that mechitza. So the Nefesh Chaya wants to say maybe the concept of mechitza nedresis is only if it's an imaginary mechitza. Only if it's imaginary. If it's an imaginary mechitza, so like Rabbi Willig once said, it's a mechitza she'en in ikeris, that's nedresis. So maybe that's not. But if it's a mechitza that you actually... then maybe even if you walk on it, it's considered a good mechitza. So let's see what he writes there in the Nefesh Chaya. Yeah, take a look on page 21. Veshut Nefesh Chaya hitziya mahalach shlishi binyan al zelosh neshul chalik. The rak b'mechitza mamish lolim l'rabon arosu rabba v'adli mechitza. Al hechit she'en ka mechitza mamish, rak al yidei gur asik, is that chaper min arosu rabba v'adli mechitza. Mechitza and address lo avi mechitza. Then she name of gur asik. Shavachi shom shom t'havi mechitza and address lo avi mechitza, she name of gur asik, v'mechitza z'lamala, kemi sir dorshim sa. Rabbi Tel Hamaslak at Asar B'Tachdal Ramos, Rabbi Bokimbo, Lord Min and Gamkein, Osu Rabbi Vavatle Bechitzta. Rakamin Gurasik, Lomar Bekomokum, Fima Shevenu, Dav Gag Rabole, the Ofen de Lomin Kri, Mechitzta, Lomar Lomar Min Gurasik, Bekomokum, Al Gag Emuta, Apolo Gurasik, Kevin Dik Hevdel Asara. Tell us like that. So to often below Gurasik have a shusar came to eke hevdel be no shusar rabim. Maybe it's not a din of Gurasik when it's we discussed before when it's lamala me'asara. It's not necessarily Gurasik.
Now we're saying that maybe the makom b'tur, right?
Yeah. One second. The last three lines. So the mamar heavy divrei gon or vicheskel rock. You know, because of the heyoshem divrei toisus before they tell asoy came madregas have mechitzah dresses. do Mislaka Asara Mikach Dal, after Chasosov, because of a little time on game. After that, Chaim Chalik, the Mechitza, the Jess, the Amy, the Keresh, the Akron, the Lom Chalkin, the Zeph. Ayin Imer Yosha. So he says that the other Akronim don't make that distinction between Nikeres and Ein and Nikeres, and therefore even if it's Nikeres, but you're walking on it, it's not a good Mechitza. Kainim, who parts with Melu, and Mokom and Madregas, Ein Latil Talfel Shah. So he says, so therefore you can't, carry on that porch. You can't carry on the porch because it's, even though it's a mechitza, but it's the Pasha Pshat and Tosis is that whenever it's a, that the whole idea of a tel hamislakit is that it's not nichat hashmishne, so we consider like a mechitza. Even though it's only 22 degrees, 24 degrees, and it's visible, so but once it hits that, then it's not considered easily transversible, and therefore it's considered a mechitza. But if you would make steps out of it, then it is easily, and therefore you lose the whole... So that's what the Imer Yosha says, so that's what he likes, that idea, and therefore it would be a big chumrah that you can't... And a lot of stairs, a lot of times the fourth ruach is all totally stairs. You know, and if it's totally stairs, then it's considered parks, so the street, and therefore it would be also to carry. Mm-hmm. On the,
so we're talking about
my parents' home, they have two porches, one in the front of the house and one in the back of the house. So the back of the house is fenced in, so that I carry there on Shabbos. The front of the house is not fenced in, so the mechitzas, there are at least three mechitzas, but on the Ruach Revi, it's a staircase.
And if the porch is covered, are you okay?
Not necessarily.
It's open, but with a roof?
Well, it depends how the configuration of, but it's not covered, the way, so theirs is not covered.
Sofer would say that it's okay in
the
case
of the Sofer would say it's okay. You can carry it. Because it's tell him because he holds with Paskin Losser Abraham Luchitzta. And he compares the Luchitzta and the dresses with that.
I'm thinking a lot of different similar cases that we're bringing up. You know, like take like a place like Ephrat. A lot of Israel, right, is built on incline, right? So you got the street in the middle, and you have stairs going down to the house.
Yeah. Well, Washington—that's what Rabbi Reichman pointed out to Rabbi Schechter, that like where he lives in Washington Heights, it's like on a hill, you know, Fort George Hill. The reason why they call it Fort George Hill, you know. So he thought, and I think Rabbi Schechter agreed with him that it could be a, you know, a fellow Mislakit, so it's very, pretty steep.
What's that street in Washington Heights? Because it's a train.
Or Overlook? Which one?
It's very steep.
You're from Fort Washington Terrace down to Overlook?
Well, here's by Fort Washington. That area could be, that's a rather reckless program of chef, but that it could be a fellow Mislakit. Because it's definitely more steeper than 22.
Right. Wouldn't you need it to be?
And then the whole thing that, you know, if you walk, whenever you walk from my house back to the Doves, you walk up the, you know, from him to me. From him to me, that's very steep. That's how steep is that? That's what?
38
degrees. Yeah, so that's a good...
Not 45 degrees. No, it's pretty close.
Would that be good exercise?
How small does it have to be, the hill? You know, like, if you had a whole town that had that was surrounded by hills.
Yeah, well, that's the idea.
Jerusalem, Harim, Savage.
Right.
Like, but that wouldn't mean that you could carry within there, right?
It depends, maybe. It doesn't, yeah. You know. Could be.
Denver. Denver, right? I mean, a lot of cities, right? Every city is on a different.
Right.
You know,
yeah, so that's but that's the sod of a mechitza. So because mechitza is that it's like Rav Shaktis said, Rav Salvechik means mechitza is chaitza. It stops the traffic from going over in this area. So yeah, when you think,
I mean, Rio de Janeiro last week, you know, like there are these big mountains all over.
Whoa.
Surrounding
that, that's called, that is called
so these mountains,
Sugarloaf Mountain.
So where is it going?
So that's Urca Hill, and that's Sugarloaf Mountain, you know, on top of Urca Hill.
This is Urca Hill?
That's Urca Hill.
Sugarloaf. And how far does it go? And what about the drop over here by the water?
There's a drop there too, yeah.
Yeah. But it's interesting that this point that you made, the correlation between the stress test and the stress test and what Chazal considered a Rishus Hayachim.
It very much fits together.
See, that's why only a cardiologist could do it. I could learn this Gemara my whole life. I never he points it out. That the shear of a telemislakid is almost the same shear of a stress test that they have for the heart. Because that's considered, that's what Dr. Einstein is pointing out, that's considered not nichatash shmishte after a certain amount.
Yeah. And I assume if we're taking the sheet that cars don't, cars are different than people, right? So
yeah.
Here's another neighborhood.
Oh,
they call these the two brothers. You know, you got the mountains, and then you got houses there, and then it goes right down to the ocean.
Carrying
it on top. Mustama, yeah, right.
I mean, it's all four.
Yeah, you can see.
If you're on top here.
Yeah.
That would be like a telemislake.
Yeah.
So South America, that's the place to go, you see.
Keep going. I'm thinking about the word Coral Hill into the gas field.
Yeah, you go over the real hill.
Yeah, you test your car, right? Should the car be the hill?
Yeah. Then we have to talk about, you see, Rav Shechter has this thing where he thinks that the torch itself maybe is considered a Chori Rishus HaYochid. That leads into Rishus HaYochid, so maybe it's considered a Rishus HaYochid in its own right. But we'll see next week, Bez Hashem, that the Alter Rebbe says that Chori Rishus HaYochid means, if you have Rishus HaYochid, and then something's sticking out of the Rishus HaYochid. But there's no window. They don't always have windows like we have today. The window they had then was open air. Mm-hmm. They didn't have screens, and they didn't have. So then, the protrusion, like you have a piece of wood that's coming out, that's considered coming out of the Rishus HaYochid, and therefore has a din of Rishus HaYochid. But the Alter Rebbe says it's only if there's no mechitza. All our Rishus HaYochids have a door, and then you have the porch. So that's why the Alter Rebbe would hold, they point out, Keskel wrote Koyl that it wouldn't be Rishus HaYochid. It wouldn't be Kari Rishus HaYochid.
Even if it was just like the design, and just something sticking out?
What do you mean?
Things sticking out, I mean, like flower pots and stuff like that.
We will.
I would think they'd be my comfort tour.
Yeah, I don't know. But this is a very fascinating idea, the concept of telling the stockade and mechitza and the dresses, and how these two things... But the simple shot is that it's a din in accessibility and how easy accessibility is or isn't. And that's what Talon Maslaki is, a situation where it's not easily walkable. But that's the war. But once you make steps, then it's a whole different thing. Even though steps take effort too. You could, you know, but Tosis is the one who said that if it's Kein Madrega, then it's is Nichat Tashmishte.
Yeah, also says that. I mean, others may say a ramp would be, but steps would not be. Right?
But that makes it good, because the ramp is not the ramp of the Mizbeach was less, as you pointed out. So then that's for sure Nichat Hashmishta. It wouldn't make sense. Well, it doesn't make sense that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a mitzvah of the Mizbeach where it's not easily accessible to go up.
It all depends what we're talking about, right? And well, you need the line, right? If you can't take your car up to steps, there are walking paths.
Yeah. Okay, this is a fascinating idea here.